This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the Lok Sabha election of 2024 is an election to provide new energy to the Viksit Bharat campaign at an election rally in Rajasthan's Karauli today. He said in the last 10 years the BJP brought solutions to those problems on which the Congress had given up. He stated that Congress gave the slogan of Garibi Hatao for decades, but NDA government brought 25 crore of Indians out of poverty. Voting for the Karauli Dholpur constituency of Rajasthan will be held in the first of seven phases of Lok Sabha polls 2024 on the 19th of this month. Earlier today, the Prime Minister addressed an election rally at Rishikesh in Uttarakhand. Former Congress President Rahul Gandhi has said there are two major issues in the country, unemployment and inflation, but other issues are being given more importance. He was addressing a public meeting at Anupgarh in Rajasthan today. He said if the Congress government comes to power in the country, 30 lakh people will be given government jobs and the contractual system will be banned in the government and PSUs. Criticizing the Agnivir scheme, he said this scheme will be cancelled if the Congress government comes to power. The notification for the third phase of Lok Sabha election will be issued tomorrow. Polling will be held for 94 Lok Sabha seats in 10 states and 2 union territories in this phase. Notification for the adjourned poll in Betul constituency of Madhya Pradesh will also be issued tomorrow. Election for Betul parliamentary constituency, which was to be held in the second phase, was adjourned due to the death of a contesting candidate of the Bahujan Samaj Party. Nominations can be filed till the 19th of this month. Voting for this phase will be held on the 7th of May. The Central Bureau of Investigation has arrested Bharat Rashtra Samiti BRS leader K. Kavita in connection with the alleged Delhi excise policy scam. The agency had recently questioned K. Kavita in Tihar Central Jail in the Delhi liquor scam. She is currently under the Enforcement Directorate's custody at Tihar Jail over the matter. The Enforcement Directorate arrested K. Kavita on the 15th of March in a money laundering case linked to the excise policy case. Eight children died and several others were injured when a school bus overturned in Haryana's Mahendragarh district today. The accident took place near Unhani village. Police said the bus driver has been arrested. Education Minister of Haryana, Seema Trikha, visited the hospital in Mahendragarh where 12 children are undergoing treatment. President Draupadi Murmu has expressed grief over the tragic bus accident. In a social media post, the President said the news of the death of many innocent children in a school bus accident is heart-wrenching. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed condolences to all the families who have lost their children in the bus accident. Haryana Chief Minister Nayab Singh expressed profound grief over the unfortunate incident. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested a person in a case relating to revival attempts by People's Liberation Front of India, PLFI. According to the NIA, raids and searches were conducted yesterday by its teams with the help of local police in Jharkhand and Assam. The crackdown led to the arrest of Vinod Munda from Khunti district of Jharkhand. The accused is an armed cadre of PLFI, a splinter Naxal group, and wanted in four PLFI cases of Jharkhand. In the Kashmir Valley, police along with security forces arrested three terror associates linked with terror outfit Lashkar-e-Taiba and recovered incriminating material and grenades from their possession in Baramulla. According to police officials, Baramulla police received credible intelligence that some unidentified terrorists affiliated with the banned LET organization are moving into Baramulla town with the intention to target security forces. Eid al-Fitr is being celebrated with religious fervor and gaiety across the country today. The festival marks the culmination of the fasting month of Ramzan. The faithful, dressed in their best, offered Eid prayers in Eidgahs and grand mosques. Later they exchanged Eid greetings. Judges at the International Court of Justice, ICJ, have unanimously ordered Israel to take all necessary and effective action to ensure basic food supplies arrive without delay for the Palestinian population in Gaza. The ICJ today said the Palestinians in Gaza are facing worsening conditions of life and famine and starvation are spreading. And with that, we end this news bulletin.